All right, 7:47 here on WMAL. We're joined by the voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael, as we get ready for this preseason game against the Packers tomorrow night. Larry, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Live and in studio. Larry, you know, we saw the last week's preseason game, the Ravens giving the Redskins a real run for the money here, and a lot of people left like, okay, what's going to go on with this Redskins team this year? How should we be viewing tomorrow's game, and how much optimism should there be for this team?
Well, you know what? It's still preseason football, and that was not a masterpiece in Baltimore, that's for sure. So this game, you know, home game, I think what you're going to look for is improvement from the offense. I think Coach Gruden's going to let them play. The first-team offense is going to let them play a little bit more than they did last game. The defense, I think, looked decent in the game against Baltimore, but it's preseason football. So then you get third-teamers against third-teamers, fourth-teamers against third-teamers toward the end of the game. But there's some rules changes this year. The final cut is a cut to from 90 to 53. I might have talked about that last week. So all these preseason games mean a lot to the coaches. They mean a lot to those players on the bottom half of the roster and the top of the roster. But what you're looking for is a little bit of improvement. Continuity with the offense. Maybe a touchdown would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a good start
in
the game of football. So this week we will see 90 players on both sides again?
Yeah, I think it's 89 on both sides. You know, the 90-man limit, but there's a couple guys injured on both sides. Redskins did get a couple guys back to practice yesterday. Josh Doctson and Jamison Crowder, two wide receivers, returned. Jordan Reed is still out. He plans on getting back next week. So what you really want to try to do is get to your first game with your best 53 healthy. And so, you know, these games don't count when the season's over. No one will remember who won or lost. But if you're a Redskin fan, you're looking for improvement in this game. No doubt about
Definitely.
It.
Definitely, especially after the offense went 2-3 and outs
yeah.
in a row with Kirk Cousins at the helm. And I think he left the game after that. So
yeah.
Now this is an opportunity for them. If they can just do better than that, get a first down, and then you've succeeded in improving the offense in the second game.
Coach Gruden said that he had planned on giving them six plays, and he didn't want to see it be 2-3 and outs. And that's what he got. So, you know, a good drive for Kirk Cousins in the offense. If they get a good long drive, get a touchdown, that might be it. If they don't, I think Coach Gruden's gut would be, let's keep him out there. You got to get some success, build something. And so we'll see. We'll see. It's a preseason game, but it means a lot to a lot of the players.
Meanwhile, sorry, go ahead, Mary.
No, I was just going to ask if my favorite player, Bob Morley's grandson, was still in the game.
I think he's still out there.
Hasn't been cut yet, right?
He is. And, you know, he's a diminutive guy for a football player. He's not that tall. And he's very undersized.
Fast.
He's dynamic. He's explosive. He's got a very tough job to make the team, but he's been impressive. In the last preseason game, he flashed at times, and it's hard to ignore him. I mean, he's easily overlooked. He's about 5'7", 5'8". He's not, you know, he's one of the smaller linebackers I've ever seen in my life, but he gets his nose in there, and he makes things happen. So maybe if he really excels at special teams, there might be a spot for him. There's a lot of competition on the team. Hard to overlook him. He's a great kid, too. He's got a great personality.
Well, he's competing in an area of the team that actually is performing well. The first-team defense last week put up their own 2-3 and outs, right, against the Ravens beginning that game. So the defense, a bright spot for the Redskins, and obviously all eyes on them even improving their performance this week.
Vince, you're an outstanding football commentator. You're right on the money. The defense did have some flashes. And you got a lot of new guys on the defense, too. Zach Brown, Jonathan Allen, the first-round pick, Ryan Anderson, the second-round pick, DJ Swearinger, the safety. The defense has to get better this year for this team to win more games. So it looks like it's headed in that direction. Next step, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers plays in this game Saturday. Didn't play in the first game for Green Bay, so we might see him on Saturday night.
So you were saying in the beginning, will we get more than six plays out of Kirk Cousins here?
Oh, I think so. I think you might see them play the first quarter. Again, it depends. If they have a nice long drive and it's a successful touchdown drive, have a seat. Enjoy it. You know, build something off that confidence you just built. I think Coach Gruden will allow them to be out there long enough to see something positive happen. I don't think it's a short leash this game.
How do the Packers look in your estimation coming into Washington? By the way, this is the first home game for preseason as well.
It's the first time the Redskins have had the Packers there in a preseason game, I think, in 30 years. And this is a series regular season started in 1932. So these are two of the original franchises in the NFL. And the Packers, year after year, I mean, they're perennial playoff contenders. They made it to the championship game last year. Redskins beat them at FedEx Field last season, kind of payback for the year before's playoff loss. But as long as you've got Aaron Rodgers, who is just a magician at quarterback, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the last 20 years, He's number one in the NFL in history in quarterback rating, 104.1, which is just ridiculous. And he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's worked wonders to some of my fantasy teams, for sure.
I take him, if I'm a fantasy player, I take Aaron Rodgers. And their coach, Mike McCarthy, has been there for 12 years, which is a long tenure for any NFL coach. And so they've got a good system in place. I mean, they've got 90 guys on their roster. I think 77 of the 90 are either draft picks or free agents that they signed originally as rookies. So this is a homegrown team.
All right, so what are the details for tomorrow night so people can listen in here on WMAL?
7:30 kickoff right here on WMAL. 6:30 with the pregame show here on WMAL. I have to mention that we got a lot of calls. We got a lot of emails and calls from fans liking the fact that we can be heard on WMAL, which makes us feel good, too.
All right, Redskins Absolutely. Back home on WMAL, and that's the voice you'll get to hear. Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, thanks as always for dropping by to give
us
an update here.
Appreciate it.